what's going on. Glory to God. But I sure do like it. This morning I want to preach, talk, teach. Romans is a wonderful book of the Bible. And this morning I want to preach on a blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Blessed assurance. There's a lot of assurances you don't have right now. COVID, the community, Congress, just don't worry about none of that. This morning you can have assurance in Christ Jesus. You won't get to heaven on what you do. You're going to get to heaven on what he did on the cross of Calvary. When you put faith in that, you have a blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Romans 3:23. I just want to preach that this morning, blessed assurance. I ask you to stand. Romans 3:23 in the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Lord, I beg and I plead in the name of Jesus that you'll give somebody some assurance this morning. That one that's been struggling and been doubting and don't knowing, I pray this morning you give them assurance, not in themselves, but in the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray this morning that you search our hearts this morning. I pray this morning, Father, that you would speak. You would preach. You would be glorified. You would be the one this morning that they see and not me. Father, it's always been about you. And I pray at this church it always will be about you. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I pray for the prayer request that's been mentioned this morning already. But Father, this morning I'm praying for the lost. For the one that may be sitting there this morning and not knowing why they need to be saved, all they know is that they need to be saved. I pray this morning that they understand salvation is through Jesus Christ and nothing else. Lord, I pray this morning that we see heaven opened up this morning. I pray that the saved draw a closer walk with thee. And I pray the lost get a walk with thee. Father, I love you. I thank you. I ask you to guard my throat, guard my thoughts, any opinion I have. Whew, I pray right now you take it away. And they see you and not me. It be in Jesus' name I ask and do pray. And all of God's people say, amen. You may be seated this morning. Blessed assurance this morning. What a blessed assurance. As we come here this morning, I want to just dig right off into this blessed assurance. We've been in the book of Romans, and this morning, the book of Romans, if it'll teach you anything, that your works will not get you to heaven. You can't work enough to get to heaven. You can't do enough to get to heaven. There's only one thing you can do to get to heaven, and that's calling on the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That blood be applied to your life, and you have a home in heaven. And this morning as we read, the Bible says in verse number 23, the Bible says, for we all, he didn't leave nobody out. He said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God that he didn't stop there, but he come on in with a blessed assurance. He said it don't stop there, and he said this morning that there's a blessed assurance in every believer's life. Hey, that we've all sinned. Hey, can I say to you this morning that a lost man, he sins. Can I say to you this morning that a saved man, he sins. The Bible says, for we all sin and we've come short of the glory of God. You say, preacher, if we've all sinned, well, how are we going to have a relationship? Friends, this morning, can I say to you this morning, we have a relationship by the blood of Jesus Christ. That we've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Look with me this morning, if you will, in verse number 24. I want to show you three assurances that we have this morning, and they're blessed in our life. Number one, the assurance in verse number 24 is we have an assurance by the redemption of the Savior. Our redemption of the Savior. You know, you didn't redeem yourself, and I didn't redeem myself. I couldn't redeem myself, and I surely couldn't redeem you. Hey, it was only one that could do the redeeming, and that was Jesus Christ. That was Christ Jesus. He done the redeeming. Look what he says in verse number 24. The Bible says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. He said we had that redemption this morning, but I see in the text in verse number 24, he freely redeems us by his grace. Hey, when you say, when does that redemption come? Hey, when does that redemption come in our life? Hey, I want you to know it comes in a moment that we believe, and we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and we believe that he died on the cross for us. At that moment, he comes into our life and he starts living inside of us forever. Freely, he redeems us by his grace when we believe. Friends, this morning, don't never get over the moment that you first believe. Hey, that moment that you first believe is very important in your life. That is the act of salvation right there. Hey, when he saves you at the moment you believe. I see in this text, though, he says, being justified freely by his grace. Not only does he freely redeem us by his grace when we believe, hey, but he forever redeems us by his grace when we're bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, when we're bought by the blood. This morning in Sunday school, I got ahead of my message and I just have to tell it. And you say, preacher, I don't know if I'm saved. I can't get a hold of salvation. Friends, I want you to know on that Friday, hey, when they hung him to that cross, he paid your sin debt on that cross on that Friday when he hung on that cross. Hey, on that Saturday, on that Friday evening, and they put him in that tomb on Saturday, he buried your sins. And I want you to know on Sunday when he rose again, he gave you a receipt of what he had done in your life. Hey, this morning, if you buy anything and you buy anything of value, you're going to get a receipt with it. And what is that receipt for? It's to show who made the purchase. Hey, this morning, I want you to know, I thank God that my receipt ain't relying on me. Can I get an amen? I thank God this morning my receipt ain't relying on what I can do or what I will do. Hey, but it's relying on the finished work of the blood of our Lord and Savior that he died on the cross of Calvary. He says this morning we have assurance by the redemption of the Savior this morning. By the redemption of the Savior. He freely redeems by his grace when we believe. He forever redeems by his grace when he buys us and we've been bought. But he fully, not only does he freely, don't only he forever redeem us, but he fully redeems us by grace, by his blood and his body. In Matthew 20, 28, he said that his body was given for a ransom for you and I. It was given for a ransom. Write that verse down. And when you get home, read it. Matthew 20, 28, he said that by the ransom. You say, what is that, preacher? Hey, it was a ransom had to be put up. Hey, I want you to know Satan wanted you dead. Hey, Satan wanted you gone. Hey, Satan wanted you out of this place. Hey, but I want you to know, hey, it was a ransom on your head. And he said the only way it's going to work is if death comes. And I want you to know this morning, hey, Jesus Christ, he died the death for me on the cross of Calvary. Amen. He says this morning we have assurance by the redemption of the Savior. Freely redeems us by grace. He forever redeems us by grace. And he fully redeems us by grace in the body that he shed, the blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary. If you ever get over Jesus, you've missed the mark. I want you to think about this morning. Turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 7 this morning. Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 7, he says, not only does he redeem us freely, not only does he redeem us forever, but I want you to know he fully redeems us this morning. He don't partial redeem. He don't halfway redeem. He don't halfway do his job. He fully does his job. He fully does what he said he's going to do. Hey, this morning, I want you to know, when I was a kid, I remember watching Superman. Can I get an amen? Hey, he'd be, one minute he'd be Clark Kent, next minute he'd open up that chest and it'd be Superman. He'd fly to the top of a building, that building would be burning. He'd go up there and he'd grab somebody out and he'd take off. And you know what they'd say? They wouldn't worry about the burning building. They start wondering if he is going to drop them when they was in midair. Hey, friends, I want you to know, on the authority of God's word, if he saved you from a devil's hell, he won't drop you on the way up. He won't drop you when it gets tough. He won't drop you when it gets rough. He won't drop you when you're not living right, because he is the one that does the justifying. Amen. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, just think about that. He don't drop you on the way up. You say, preacher, what am I going to do? What if I don't make it? If he saved you, you're going to make it. I told y'all, Romans going to change everything about you. Listen to me, if he saved you, you said, preacher, do you believe in once saved, always saved? You know what I believed in? I believed in once saved. If a man's been saved, if a woman's been saved, they know they've been saved. And don't you worry about him dropping you on the way up. If he's going to snatch you from a devil's hell, Brother J.D., can I get an amen? He's not going to drop you on the way to heaven. He's not going to drop you on the way up. If he's going to snatch you and deliver you, he's not going to drop you on the way up. There's so many people right now, they're worried about losing their salvation. They're worried about living this way. They're worried about living that way. Just live for Jesus. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. What's that mean, preacher? I'm tasting glory right now. I ain't got to wait till I get to heaven to get some of it. I ain't got to wait, Brother Kevin, I ain't got to wait to get to heaven to get some of it. Man, it's just good, amen. When that birth has come on the inside. Look with me in Ephesians 1:7. He says this morning we have blessed assurance. He snatched you from hell. He ain't going to drop you on the way up. Ooh, glory. Ephesians 1:7, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption, be redeemed through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We have this redemption through his blood. You think about the thief on the cross in Luke 23:43. That thief had assurance when he hung on that cross and he said, Father, forgive me. He said, remember me in paradise. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Today you'll be with me there. Hey, he didn't go back and say, are you sure I'm going to get there? He didn't have time to worry about if he's going to make it. All he knew was is Jesus said it and that settled it. Amen. Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't go back and say, oh, Lord, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know. No, you know what he did? He took Jesus at his word. That's what I need to do, and that's what you need to do. You take Jesus at his word. If he told you something, you take it and just go on with it now. Listen to me this morning. I want you to know that thief, he didn't have time to worry. He took Jesus, he took that assurance, and he went on. He didn't back up no more. Oh, Thomas, you know what he said? Oh, Thomas said, I won't believe unless I see. In John 20, you know what old Thomas did? When he seen it, he said, my Lord and my God. No longer did he back up and say, I don't know. He had assurance when he seen. This morning, I want you to know, if God ain't done enough in your life already to teach you that he won't drop you, I don't know what else he can do. When he hung his son on the cross of Calvary, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. He paid a debt that I could not pay. He hung on a cross I should have been on, that I could have life abundantly and more abundantly. Man, I'm serious about this morning. If we quit worrying about what's going on in the world and start worrying about what's going on in heaven, hey, there's a heyday going on in heaven. God's not wrung his hand one time over COVID. Did y'all know that? He ain't wrung his hand, Brother Jay. He ain't wrung him one time. He ain't got upset one time. Hey, what's going on in the world we live in? He's not been upset one time. He's not worried. Why? Because when he says it, that's just the way it is. And he says this morning, I want you to know you can have blessed assurance this morning by their redemption. Not only the thief had assurance, not only Thomas had assurance, but today you can have assurance. If you'll just get your eyes on the cross and get it off the crowd. If you start looking at what somebody else does, it's going to mess you up. It's going to mess you up. You ask my wife. We go riding down the road and somebody calls me or texts me, says, do not answer that. Why? Because first thing I do, I'm going to the right. And them thing goes, brrr. And she says, get on your side of the road. Well, that's just a ditch we're going to run in. A lot of you and I are the same way. Preacher, if I just keep going that way, all I'm going to do is be in a ditch. Yeah, but then you're going to want out. You know the only person who can deliver you out of that ditch is Jesus Christ. He says this morning, I want to show you the three R's that's in this text. Number one, he said we have that redemption. We have that blessed assurance by the redemption of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But number two, we have blessed assurance by the remission of sin. By the remission of sin in our life. Not only did he redeem you, but you have remission of sins. You have remission of sins. Let me show you what this means this morning. That will never stay on. That thing will have to be glued on. The assurance by the remission of sins. Look with me, if you will, in the text in Romans 3, verse 25. Romans 3, 25. Let me give you this morning. Not only do we have a blessed assurance by the redemption of the Savior, but by the remission of sin. The remission of sin. Do you remember the day you got saved and how good you felt? You remember that? Why did I feel that good, preacher? Why was that such a peace? Because them past sins have been washed away. They've been gone. Been gone. Look with me in verse number 25. Whom God has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. I want to stop right here and slow down and make sure we all get a hold of this. The assurance by the redemption of this Savior. We have assurance by the remission of sins. When he removes them sins, we have forgiveness of past sin. Not forgetfulness. He forgives, he forgets, and he moves on. Here's what we get. We get under condemnation. We get remembering what we used to do instead of who we are now. He says that he has forgiven our past sin. I'm going to give you a little hello this morning. If God's forgave you of it, who cares if anybody else does? That's what you need to get a hold of. No accuser of the brother to make sure you'll never forget where you messed up. He'll make sure it's brought to your face every single day. But when God forgives you of your sin, that's good enough. Whew, man. He says he forgives us of past sins. He releases us of past sin. He pardons us. That to be in remission, he pardons us of past sin. Look with me in Romans 8:1, and we're coming right back to the text, but I want to show you this. Romans 8:1. When you have been forgiven, you have been released, and you have been pardoned. You've been set free of that sin. That sin was still there. Somebody had to take care of it. Somebody had to pay the penalty. And that's Christ Jesus. Look what he says in Romans 8:1. What we live under now is condemnation. We can't get over what we used to do. You don't believe me? Get five or six old boys together and let them get talking. They'll never talk about what's going to happen in the future. They'll never talk about what's happening in the present. They always go and talk about their past. Jesus said, what's in that past? I forgave you for it. Don't live in it. Folks, get out of your past and get in your future. Let me give you this. I don't know where this is going, but it sure is good to me. There is therefore now no, Romans 8:1, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm going to stop here and give you this. He says, whom God, in verse 25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. But listen to this. I'm talking about if you're going to have blessed assurance, you've got to understand this. He's forgiven you of your past sins. He's given you of your present sins. And he's done forgiving you of your future sins. You either believe that or we got a problem with the Bible. Here's why. When he died on the cross, he died for every sin that ever has been committed, ever will be committed, and ever thought about being committed. He died for it when he hung on the cross of Calvary. That blood substitute's not good enough for all of them. It ain't good enough for none of them. So when he hung on that cross and he died, he said, you say, preacher, how do I get that condemnation off me? How do I get forgiveness off that? We repent daily as believers. We repent on this walk that we're on. Listen, not only did he forgive us and release us and pardon us, but he did not totally remove. There's no total removal of the sin. When you're saved, he takes it, he casts it as far as the east from the west. Yes. Yes. But do we not still live in a sinful world? You'll never get past sin. You'll never get past sin until you die. There'll be no sin in heaven. There's going to be sin here as long as you live. And the sad thing about it is you and I are both going to commit sin as long as we live. We try not to. We try not to. The Bible says we say we don't sin, we're a liar. We try not to. I said, preacher, what are you talking about? How do I get to that place? You have to remember that your righteousness is not in you, but it's in Christ Jesus. He says this morning, number one, we have a blessed assurance because of this. Because of this, get this, because of the redemption. Because of the remission. We have that remission. Not the total removal of sin in the life we live in. You know, when a believer, when a born-again child of God sins, that sin does not affect his relationship with God. Listen to me. But it does affect his fellowship with God. It doesn't affect the relationship, but it does affect the fellowship. So how do you know that, preacher? That is when you're born again, you are a child of God. You're a child of God because of the redemption. You're a child of God because of the remission, the removal, and that remission of that sin. But get this, the third thing is the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God. You take the most righteous person you know. You take the holiest roller you know. Y'all don't, come on, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all got them. Y'all know them. Y'all know who I'm talking about. The most righteous person you know. And you compare them to me. They're pretty righteous. You hear me? They got it going on. But you put them up against my Jesus. And they don't even meet the mark. This morning, folks, I want you to know I'm not living in my own righteousness. I'm living in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He's the measuring stick this morning, not your brother, not your sister, but it's God and God alone. I want to show you this in closing where he says that we can have assurance by the righteousness of God. He said here, and we're going to look, he said, where's the boasting at then? If I'm saved by my works, or if I'm saved by what I do or how good I am, I can boast to Jake. Jake, you're not doing as good as I am. You need to step it on up, you know. I can boast. But when I tell Jake I'm saved by grace, by God's grace and his mercy and blood, he's saved me. And Brother Jake tells me, well, I'm saved by the same thing. Amen, we're saved, we're going to heaven. I ain't got nothing to boast against you about. I ain't got nothing to boast you over. Brother Jake, I ain't got nothing to boast over you over. Why'd God do that? Because he's no respecter of persons. Anybody that ever will go to heaven has got to go by the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, preacher, that's so simple. That's Bible. But you'd be surprised how many in this church and churches all around, it won't take long, they'll get it confused. You know why? Because we get our eyes off the cross and start putting it on the crowd. Let me show you this morning as we close out this morning. He says this, assurance by the redemption of the Savior, assurance by the remission of sins. But in verse 26, we have assurance by the righteousness of the Savior to those who believe. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is the boasting then? It is excluded. There is none. By what law that you're saved? There is none, only the law of grace. He says, nay, but by the law of faith. We put our faith in Christ Jesus. To those who believe, there's no boasting because it is grace. You can't buy it. You can only believe in it. His righteousness, his justice, and he is the justifier. I want to share this with you that I heard this week, and this is so true. It said there was a ruler in the town, and he set forth, we're talking about justice and the justifier. We're talking about a blessed assurance. So there's a ruler in the town, and he made a law. And he said anybody caught breaking that law would receive 20 stripes, the ruler did. 20 stripes they'd have to take to be back into society, to be back justified. Said it went on about 3 weeks, and the ruler was in his office. Three men brought his mom in. and said, the law that you told her not to do, she's broken. What will you do? He said the man sat there and that was his mom. He had to do justice and do what he said, but he had to be more than that. Said the man took his shirt off and he said, put the 20 stripes on me. You see, not only did he hold up justice, but he became the justifier. Just because what she did was wrong, he didn't overlook it, but he took the punishment. Let's go back and put Jesus in front of that ruler. Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill the law. What we couldn't do, he did. Them 20 stripes, I deserved. That cross, I deserved. Hell, I deserved. He said, but I'm not going to change justice. Justice is what he says it is. But he said, I sure can be the justifier of them folks. And there was a day that he left heaven and he come to earth and he died on an old rugged cross so you and I could have life and we could have assurance in it. You know why Satan wants us to think we cannot have no assurance in our salvation? It's because the one who provides the assurance, he wants you to doubt him. He wants you to doubt him. He wants you to doubt him. He wants you to doubt him, and he'll do this. If you were saved, if you was truly saved, you see, this morning I want to tell you something. The assurance that you have will never lie in you. If it lies in you, you're the Savior. You're the justifier. And you're not it, and I'm not it. Preacher, where does it lie? It lies in Jesus Christ. Paul coming to the book of Romans, he says, for all have sinned and come short. Short, you can't reach it. You never can reach the mark of the glory of God. But he said, I'm telling you one that can give you some assurance, and that is Christ Jesus. I want to read this to you before we go right here. Y'all thought I was going to sing it. I'm so glad I'm over 40, but man, whew. Blessed assurance. This morning, if you ain't got no assurance, get in this altar. Quit living that way. Quit living under what I can do, what I need to do, what I got to do. Get off of that. That drives me insane. It does you too. Because I can't live up to it and you can't neither. And it'll worry you to death. If I got to do to make her my wife, it ain't going to work. Why'd you marry me? Money. Oh, love. She loved me. I couldn't hear her with a mask on. I couldn't hear her with a mask on. I thought she was going to say looks, but easy now. Easy. Y'all act like we sitting in some Sanhedrin court. Like we living under some kind of law. And God said, I loved you. And I died for you. Just come worship me. Don't you worry about nobody's beside you. You get a hold of you some assurance that God saved your soul, it'll change your life. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my side. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Perfect submission, all is at rest. If you ain't got rest, you need to get it. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior, I'm happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, I'm lost in His love. If you're just getting the love of Christ this morning, you'll get you some assurance. When you realize when He took them by His stripes, we're healed. Never by my stripes, but by His. This morning, if you don't have no assurance, I'd get in this altar this morning, I'd get me some assurance. If you've asked Jesus Christ to save you and He come in your life and save you, I thank Him for that. I thank Him for that. If you don't struggle with know if I'm saved or not saved, I thank him for that. I thank him for that. I thank him for that. There's a blessed assurance because of the redemption of the Savior, the remission of the sin, and the righteousness of the Savior. Are you clothed in his righteousness this morning? Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Father, I love you and I thank you so much for the book of Romans that we're reading. For all have sinned to come short. Oh, but you didn't stop there. Father, you come on down and you said, we got somebody that's our justifier, and that's Jesus Christ. Lord, if I got what I deserve hell, and that's what I get. But I don't get what I deserve. I get what you give me, and that's because of the blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray this morning for that individual that's sitting there that's been trying to live it on their own. And they're so miserable and they're so caught up in what they can do. I pray this morning they get lost in your love. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say, amen.